And it's time once again to hear some of your comments. We got a lot of letters about a lively interview with Representative Barney Frank, who has drafted a plan for an auto industry bailout. What has become of NPR? Asks Michael Messina of Des Moines, Iowa. I woke up to hear Congressman Frank being berated to explain some of the most complex questions facing our country in only a few seconds. Sue Gardner of Vashon Island, Washington asks, has respect for your interviewee and what they have to say taken a back seat to one-upmanship and gotcha journalism at NPR? John Ranta of Peterborough, New Hampshire felt just the opposite, calling the interview, quote, brilliant. He writes, I happen to disagree with Congressman Frank on the GM bailout, but he more than held his own in the back and forth. Challenging, intelligent, and civil exchanges like these are what makes NPR special. Thank you for all those opinions. We spent several days this week reporting on pirates, like the ones who seized a supertanker off Somalia. Andy Millen of Plainwell, Michigan objects to our characterization of piracy as a job. This is not work, he writes. The concept that piracy is a heinous and despicable act does not come through. What is coming through is piracy is a legitimate career path. What's next, a bachelor's degree in piracy? The East African Pirates Career Fair? Little perspective, please. And we have this correction now in our story about the many foreign actors playing Americans on U.S. TV shows. We said that Simon Baker of the CBS show The Mentalist is British. Australian. Finally, we've been airing our series Memo to the President, advice to President-elect Obama on issues like immigration and the skyrocketing cost of college. Phyllis Palmer's kindergarten class in Essex Junction, Vermont, wrote in with their own memo to the President. And here's the kindergartner's advice. Be a good listener. Make safe choices. Organize. Use kind words. Protect us. Be helpful. Be nice. Be a peacekeeper. Be nice to other presidents, and take care of our world. Miss Palmer's kindergartners also said they were thinking of Mr. Obama's two young daughters, and they asked Mr. Obama not to forget to read to them, play with them, sing songs to them, hug and kiss them, and bring them to work with you sometimes. We welcome your advice or comments. Just go to npr.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.